From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. warplanes have carried out airstrikes on an Islamic State training camp in western Libya near the country's border with Tunisia, this according to U.S. officials. Local officials have said at least 40 people were killed. The New York Times quotes a Western official as saying the target was a senior Tunisian operative linked to two major terrorist attacks last year. In Uganda, early results from Thursday show incumbent President Yoweri Museveni, who has held power for the past three decades, in the lead in the country's presidential and parliamentary elections, though voting still continues in some districts. Kizza Besigye, Uganda's main opposition leader, was arrested for the second time in 2 days, along with several top members of his party, after heavily armed police surrounded his party's headquarters and fired tear gas at a crowd. An unnamed party official says that the violence started as the opposition party was preparing to announce its own accounting of the election results.
We have our provisional results, which we wanted to release by today, and tell the world this is what is coming out, and what is being read on the other side is false. At the end of it all, police got that information that we want to release preliminary results, so they had to come and seal off the place before we could release the results. And that is how the scuffle has come about.
Besigye was briefly arrested late Thursday after visiting a house in Kampala where he suspected ballot stuffing was taking place. Police said the house was a security facility and accused Besigye of trespassing on government property. In Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby told reporters that the U.S. condemns the detention. This is VOA News.